Hello and welcome to the Monday, June 22nd, 2015 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Last week I missed a pretty important patch for Ubuntu Linux users. This patch fixes a privilege escalation vulnerability in the way overlay file systems are implemented on Ubuntu. Overlay file systems allow you essentially to sort of combine the content of two directories. Now, where things get tricky is if a normal user has privileges to mount a directory in this fashion and with that essentially extract or replace system files like in the proof of concept here, the etsy shadow file. This is not implemented this way on different Linux distributions. Ubuntu appears to be the only Linux distribution affected by this vulnerability. A patch has been released last week, so make sure you are up to date. Just as a reminder, in general, on Unix systems in particular, I often see privilege escalation vulnerabilities introduced by the user. For example, cron scripts that can be changed by a non-privileged user but are run by root. I see this sometimes with bad CGI scripts and the like, so it can't hurt to periodically review your systems. There are a number of scripts out there that will check the security configuration of your Unix or Linux system that typically will also look for these privilege escalation problems. And then we got more side channel attacks against crypto. Now, side channel attacks refers to attacks where we don't actually attack the strength of the key or anything like this, but we do attack any other behavior of the system that is related to creating these cryptographic keys. This has been done in the past, for example, just by looking at the sound the system creates, like the little hum and chirping that you sometimes hear from your system. This newer attack now uses a cheap software-defined radio. You may own one of those little USB dongles. Usually you can get them for about $20. And with them, you can tune these radios to a range of frequencies. In this case, they used essentially the EM emissions from the system itself in order to derive information about cryptographic keys. Now, they did so while in close proximity to the target system, according to the pictures. So they have in their paper, it looks like about 10, maybe 20 centimeters away. But still, for example, a device in a desk or so on which you do place a computer could be used in this fashion to steal cryptographic keys. And then we got an interesting new survey of free proxy servers. In this survey, they're looking at if these free proxy servers are safe to use. Well, first of all, most of these free proxy servers do not support HTTPS, so you're down to HTTP if you're using one of those proxy servers. And of course, even with HTTPS, a proxy server is something that usually can modify the content of the data. For example, 16.6% of the proxies investigated here did modify HTML by injecting ads, and another 8.5% did modify JavaScript, again, usually for user tracking and to inject ads. After all, these free proxies are free for a reason. Somehow they still have to pay their bandwidth bills. And HP's Cyrodiil initiative did release details about an ASLR bypass problem in Internet Explorer without Microsoft releasing a patch yet. Actually, Microsoft stated to HP that it does not plan to patch this particular problem, in part because it only affects the 32-bit version of Internet Explorer, and they figure that prior patches in in particular, the July patches with memory protection did make it hard enough to actually take advantage of any of the problems that were uncovered here by HP. Address space layout randomization, or for short ASLR, is typically used to make exploitation more difficult. So by bypassing ASLR, an attacker does not necessarily have an exploit yet, but other exploits may actually not work without also having an ASLR bypass vulnerability. Well, that's it for today. So thanks for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.